Welcome to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you here out of Valentine, Nebraska, and the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to plan your next family getaway to the Valentine area in Cherry County. Go to visitvalentine.com. Check out the International Dark Skies area at Merritt Reservoir, a trip down the scenic Niobrara River, or maybe some golf at the Prairie Club or Frederick Peaks. So check it all out. Visitvalentine.com.
And Tri-State Livestock News is who you need to be reading on a weekly basis. They cover all comprehensive information on cattle, horses, rodeo, all things agriculture. They cover everything. It's what ranchers read at Tri-State Livestock News. Check it out. Go to tsln.com and you can subscribe today.
I got a short story about North Dakota today.
Okay, that sounds intriguing.
It's about Bob.
Bob
was sitting on the plane waiting to fly back to Williston when a guy took the seat beside him. The guy was an emotional wreck, pale, hands shaking, moaning in fear. "What's the matter?" Bob asked. "I've been transferred to Williston. I've heard the people are crazy there. They've got lots of shootings, gangs, race, riots, drugs, poor public schools, and the highest crime rate in the nation." Bob replied, "I've lived in Williston my whole life. It's not as bad as the media says. Find a nice home, go to work, mind your own business, and enroll your kids in a nice private school. It's a safe place as anywhere else in the world." Well, the guy relaxed and stopped shaking and said, "Whew, thank you. I've been worried to death. But if you live there and you say it's okay, I'll take your word for it. By the way, what do you do for a living?" Bob replied, "I'm a tail gunner on a Budweiser truck." Never mind. How about something from Red Steagall today?
And that sounds good.
This will stop and make you think a little bit. "There's One Empty Cot in the Bunkhouse" by Red Steagall. There's one empty cot in the bunkhouse. There's a saddle that nobody rides. One empty place at the table. The remuda is five horses shy. We turned his string out to pasture. He'll never ride him no more. We buried him out on the hillside last Sunday. Another good cowboy's gone home. He came on a train to West Texas from a farm back in the East Tennessee. All he wanted out of life was to cowboy. He came west to fulfill his dream. He got his first job on the Sixes. That was 40-some odd years ago. He was the best we ever saw with the bad ones, one heck of a hand with a rope. I saw him just one time in service. It was a day that the boss lady died. You could tell by the way he handled people and horses. He'd made his own deal with his God. Now there's one empty cot in the bunkhouse. There's a saddle that nobody rides. One empty place at the table. The remuda is five horses shy. He hated to fence and dig post holes. He would go, if you asked, of course. Then he'd swear how there's nothing in life that's worth doing if it can't be done from a horse. He taught me how to top out the bad ones, how to tell the good horse from his eye, how to watch on the roundup when a cow goes on the prod. She's hiding her baby nearby. Now there's one empty cot in the bunkhouse. There's a saddle that nobody rides. One empty place at the table. The remuda is five horses shy. It's called "There's One Empty Cot in the Bunkhouse" by Red Steagall.
Oh, let's have some things to think about. We can share these having conversation with people today. Ask the question, why do people constantly return to the refrigerator with hopes that something new to eat will have materialized?
I'm not sure. There must be magic in it somewhere.
I don't know, but we all do it. Why do people keep running over a string a dozen times with their vacuum cleaner, then reach down, pick it up, examine it, then put it down to give the vacuum one more chance?
Got to give it a chance.
That's right. I guess so. Why is it that no plastic garbage bag will open from the end you first try?
That's a Murphy's Law thing.
Is it? Okay, that makes sense. How do those dead bugs get inside the closed light fixtures?
Good question. I swear they get inside of a light bulb if they could.
I know it. Considering all the lint you get in your dryer, if you kept drying your clothes, would they eventually just disappear?
I think so. They're gone.
Yeah. They're just gone. I'm going to throw one more of these out here. Why is it that whenever you attempt to catch something that's falling off the table, you always manage to knock something else off?
True. That's another Murphy's Law, I think. So
I have to agree.
If you have something to share on The Good Stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com and keep listening for The Good Stuff.